September 20th, 2022, a date that our Detroit Tigers are going to introduce a new president of baseball operations. I'm just hoping that before they make the official introduction, they can determine just how old he is. Scott Harris, I went searching online, and I can't find anything that officially references his birth date. I don't know if you tried to do a search, Pat, or not. So we received the official word from the Detroit Tigers yesterday about today being the date that they'll hold a news conference to announce Scott Harris as the new Tigers president of baseball operations.
Right.
And they said 36 years old. Then I was doing some online stuff, and I was doing it with some Detroit News and Detroit Free Press articles. And I see this from the Detroit Free Press, Tony Garcia. The Tigers to hire Harris, 34 years old.
Oh, 2 year difference.
Wait a second.
What's wrong there?
Yeah. And then I see this from the same organization, the Detroit Free Press. This from Evan Petzold. Harris, 35 years old.
Oh, got them all covered. 34, 35, 36. I've heard of two conflicting days, but never three.
Three. So much. And, you know, these guys would have received the same news release that the Tigers sent out, and the Tigers officially sent it out as 36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they got 34 and 35, I don't know. Like I said, I went searching online, and I don't see any information that officially references his birthday. Mm-hmm. So the first thing to clear up.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Let's fix your age, and then you can fix the Tigers. That's hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, two ages, okay, fine. But three? Three. Yeah. And two different ones from the same organization. Anyway.
I tend to like Chris McCoskey's writing from the Detroit News, so I'm going with him.
Oh, what age does he give?
He said 35.
Oh, okay.
He said 35.
Yeah, right
okay.
in the middle. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, that works.
I'm going with that one.
Take the one in the middle.
Yep.
You're only a year off either way.
Is there really a difference between 34
maybe
and 36?
A couple days.
Yeah.
No, not really. You're right. So 2:30 today, the Tigers and the Tiger Club at Comerica Park will introduce Scott Harris. He has already made an official statement which says, "This is an exciting day for me and my family. I'm humbled by the opportunity to lead the baseball operations for the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers have a rich history and tradition as a charter member of the American League, and I can't wait to get to work on the next chapter of Tigers baseball."
What do we know about the guy?
Well, here I can tell you this.
Please do.
John Morrissey, this is what he wrote. Is he with Fox?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he is. Here's what he tweeted yesterday. Says that Harris is someone who really understands the landscape of the game. He's smart, analytical, process-oriented, and patient. He's really a strategic thinker. He's always plugged in because he has this really unique ability to connect and build trust with everyone in and around the organization, players, staff, scouts, front office, and fans. He's naturally progressive in a way that he integrates technology and data to the organization and has got a great work ethic.
Well, if he can deliver all that, we got a gem there.
There you go.
At only 35 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is one of the things that people are talking about. He's a young guy. I mean, because Avila's, 60-something, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
So that'll be a big change.
Big time.
And he does come from success, most recently with the Giants. When he was with the Giants, as it says here, in his three seasons, as he led the Giants to the fourth best winning percentage in the National League. That's nice to hear. And when he was with the Chicago Cubs, he was with them when they won the World Series.
Oh, wow. Hey.
That alone. Remember, they hadn't won the World Series in like 100 years.
Yeah.
He actually began, what a story this is. He began as an unpaid intern, it says, with the Washington Nationals after he sent letters to all 30 Major League Baseball general managers. And the Nationals said, okay, we'll give you an unpaid internship.
Yeah.
And he started there and then worked his way up. Mm. You talking about work ethic? So he holds an MBA, which he obtained while he was working in the front office of the Cubs. How did he do it, you may ask?
Yeah.
He took a 1 a.m. flight from Phoenix. So he would arrive in Chicago around 5 a.m. because he was in school in Phoenix. Then he'd go to Chicago. He'd sleep on an airport bench waiting for class. After class, he'd fly back.
All right.
You're kidding. Oh.
That's what it says.
There it is.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a couple things on my wish list.
Oh, yes. What is on the Pat Johnston wish list?
One gets scouts who can develop pitching without ruining their arms.
Yes, the Tigers seem to have
that problem.
Unfortunate problem with that.
Get guys who know how to bunt. All right, there's the two. And three, bring in the center field wall by 30 feet. And that will bring in some of the free agents. They've got to bring in that center field wall.
Well, there has been rumors about that.
Yep. Hmm. So maybe he can facilitate.
Maybe the president of baseball operations would have that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Tigers did originally bring in the left field wall, remember?
They did.
When they put the bullpens out there. That was after the first couple of years that Comerica Park was opened up.
That's right.
So the league doesn't have any control over that, modifying your ballpark or anything?
No. I mean they'll make sure like everything's on the up and up.
Yeah, are minimums of how the distance can be.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't think there are any maximums.
No.
But it's, you know, because the ballpark itself decides its own configurations as long as it meets some minimum standards.
Yeah.
Which is why I love baseball. One of the most unique things. It's like, you know, I mean, hockey,
used
basketball,
to be
football all have the same dimensions.
It used to be different that way for hockey, that the rinks were different.
Yeah,
some are a little smaller, some are bigger.
But
now it's everything standard, yeah.
You know, of course, obviously the infields, you know, it's all 60 feet between 6 inches pitcher's
standard,
mounds and 90 feet between bases. But once you get into the outfields, those nooks and crannies and bigger walls, tall walls, things like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm sure he'll say all the right things, and Tigers fans will be happy to hear that there's some bright, young, potential, fantastic leadership.
But
we'll see.
That's only time tells in these kinds of things,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
What's his, as you were talking about, what's his philosophy going to be for going after players? I mean, I'll have to work with A.J. Hinch to decide that.
Yep.
As I understand it, he and Hinch have no ties at all, no knowledge of anything, but A.J.'s like, hey, I'm ready for it, so.
Yep, all right.
I think the coach who can spot talent and no talent needs to have some latitude.
Yeah, I mean, you want to have players that you are ready to coach, so let's just hope that whatever goes on, that whatever talent the Tigers seemingly do have with some youngsters, and there are some positives. There's no question we have some young arms.
Right.
We have some guys who are young in the field. Just have to surround them with some more, and probably as you talked about, can we get that free agent or two can solidify this roster?
Yeah. And, you know, maybe some youthful leadership will just invigorate the organization a bit here, too. New perspectives.
Scott Harris, 34-year-old, I'm sorry, 35, I'm sorry, 36-year-old Scott Harris, new president of the Detroit Tigers, announced today.